It's time now to Focus on the Community on WAMW. Focus on the Community brought to you by First Federal Savings Bank with locations in Washington on Highway 57 South. Each week we shine a spotlight on a topic important to our community, and today a very important topic as the search for a new executive director for the Daviess County Chamber of Commerce and the Daviess County Visitors Commission is now underway. And today we have two members of the search committee joining us in studio, Ken Fry and Dave Stowers. Guys, thank you so much for sharing time with us on Focus this week.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Morning, Dwayne.
Always glad to have a couple of bankers, fellow bankers in the studio with us here today.
Yes.
And we have a search committee in place now, underway, and a new executive director is being sought. And I guess, David, we'll start with you. You've
sure.
got the right microphone there. This committee is made up of the executive board of both the Chamber and the Visitors Commission. And this group will narrow down the applicants and select a successful candidate who will then be brought for the board for a final vote, correct?
Absolutely. You know, we're kind of in a unique circumstance here with Daviess County and the fact that we have, you know, two great boards, the Visitors Bureau Board and the Chamber Board, and we're able to utilize this person in this position. And it's really a benefit to our community as far as being able to attract a top quality candidate. And, you know, when you look at the, you know, candidates we're going to be looking at, we're looking at someone that could potentially, you know, impact the future of Daviess County and really take us to that next level. And we're looking out, you know, for that person to be around for the next 10 to 15, 20 years.
Well, and Ken, I'll let you chime in here. I guess the point I try to make by going through the process is this is not an overnight decision that is going to be taken lightly. This is going to be a process that is going to take several weeks.
You're exactly right, Dwayne. And the process is the key here, probably. The search committee has been meeting, started actually some number of weeks ago. And we've taken this very seriously, very conscientious. You know, kind of the change into the new year gave us an opportunity to step back and be somewhat visionary. And very deliberate. We're looking for skill sets. Bottom line, we kind of want it all. You know, we want it all. We want someone with strong leadership, strong desire to serve the local community, and, you know, beyond all of that, be our representative statewide and be able to interface with other counties and communities. So it's an incredible opportunity. And when you look at the economic summary here in Daviess County, wow, it's a tremendous opportunity for any candidate, as we say, that wants to really provide some leadership and to serve. To David's point, we have a strong board right now, have had for some time. What's unique here, too, is that we have a strong rapport with the Visitors Bureau. The Chamber of Commerce and the Visitors Bureau work together very closely. And, you know, if you're looking for, well, how's this really impact? You know, what? Give me an example of something that's going very well here that's grown over time. Every year, the annual Chamber Banquet, you know, that has grown now to include economic development. That's grown, you know, it's always included the Visitors Bureau and certainly the Chamber. This year, the Community Foundation joined into that. That's in October every year. But, you know, that's become the place to be in Daviess County. Wonderful opportunity. We could quickly talk about the Brew Fest, which is now every September. So those are specific activities we can point to, but there's a lot of behind-the-scenes hard work where we need someone with vision that can lead us all forward.
Well, and I think very good points there, Ken. I think there's kind of a misconception out there that this is a job where you just get to eat a lot of dinners, shake a lot of hands, and smile a lot, and go to a lot of meetings. There is a lot that this job encompasses.
Absolutely. You know, Samantha's left some big shoes to fill. I mean, she was our director for 9 years, and you know, the legacy that she leaves is going to help shape that next role. And to Kenny's point, as far as, you know, we want it all, you know, we went through and kind of listed the main components of Samantha's job. and trying to find someone with sales experience. You know, selling the sales of Davies County for the Visitors Bureau, you know, selling the benefits, the job benefits from the chamber. You know, then you move into relationship building. You know, Samantha was great with relationships on the state level, on the community level, on the local government level. And so that next candidate is going to need those skills in relationship building. You know, also to Kenny's point of event planning, you know, we have some great events that are really taking some traction as far as the Wine and Brew Fest, our annual banquet now encompassing everybody, and our golf outing. Event planning is just a huge component to that now as well. And then budgeting. When you look at budgeting, the budgets of the Visitors Bureau along with the chamber budget, you know, those are some significant dollars that this individual is going to need to help oversee. And then there's the technical aspect. You know, from the Visitors Bureau standpoints, you know, Samantha was in charge and oversaw the development of our brochure. On the chamber side, you have the web direct, the web presence, the Facebook presence, the social media presence. So when you start looking at all those components, it's going to be a kind of a big job. Like you said, it's just not shaking hands and eating a lot of dinners.
We're turning this is a turning point. We're into a new decade now with 2020, and I think you both have hit on it quite well. We're setting at a very good spot, but also a pivotal spot. So, I mean, this is the opportunity to really skyrocket Davies County into the next level because, you know, when you look at some of these statistics that are out there, Ken, you kind of touched on a few of them, but Davies County has really kind of got a star by it as far as potential and opportunity looking into the future.
Oh, there's just no question. And, you know, we're talking about relationship building. You know, beyond that, we're really looking at optimum rapport out in the community, in our business community, first and foremost, probably, because we've got members and we take that membership very seriously. You know, that's very important to us, and there's an opportunity there to express how important that is. So our executive director has always taken the leadership role there. The board certainly supports that. But underneath it all, one of the things that, you know, in the conversations gone by that we hear a lot and probably will hear going forward, but I would offer very quickly, you know, when we hear this language that, well, you know, we don't have a whole lot, you know, here in this community and this, that, and the other. And, okay, that's fine. But one of the things that we have always have, one of the things we've always had and always will have is one another. And there's a real opportunity here, a real opportunity to bring that forward. You know, this search, we're looking far and wide and beyond. We want to encompass and embrace anyone that would be interested because we know there's leadership right here at home, a lot of leadership right here at home, and we would love to embrace that. And let's take a look, Dwayne, to your point, the opportunity. I mean, it's easy to talk about I-69 and, you know, the improvements that are going to happen to Business 50, but beyond that, you know, not just Washington per se, but Davis County, and then it becomes regional. There is a phenomenal opportunity right now that's going to impact us for the next couple of generations and beyond.
A lot of applications are already rolling in, of course, and the advertising has really just gotten into full swing, David. But, you know, one of the things that we haven't talked about as a board is the education of this person. And is that something that for someone applying at their education level?
You know, as far as education level, obviously that we don't want to limit ourselves. If somebody has some great experience as far as work history, life experience, all that goes into play. But, you know, also, you know, we want to, you know, look at, hey, has this person achieved things outside of necessarily the business community, but in education as well? So when you look at the education requirements, I think we're going to keep a broad mind to that. And education comes in lots of different forms.
That's a good answer, absolutely. And Ken, you would agree with that.
That's an excellent answer, you know, and I'd add to that probably that community spirit, that entrepreneurial spirit, visionary. Like we said earlier, we want it all. We want it all, and we think it's out there.
Absolutely. Well, and then I want to go back to what Ken talked about just a little bit, the membership itself, being a chamber member, because there are businesses out there that are part of this community that still are not a member of the Chamber of Commerce. And David, we would just say to them, jump on board, sure, because there's so many benefits to being a member.
I would say when you start looking at the cost benefit analysis, that's what a lot of businesses will look at. And the major benefits to the chamber, the advertising benefits, there's subscriptions there that people that are able to take advantage of, and a lot of our businesses do take a full advantage of those. And I'm just floored by, you know, where I see them in the newspaper, where I hear them on the radio, and I'm like, wow, they're really taking advantage of those benefits. There's mailing benefits as far as postage, and also just the networking. I think that's one of the things that maybe we don't emphasize enough, the networking capabilities with the chamber that you receive, whether it's through different events or sponsored events through the chamber that our membership can really take advantage of. And then Kitty also made another great point about the Davies County. You know, sometimes we focus so much on Washington, but this is the Davies County Chamber. And so, you know, when you look at what all is going on in our community, you know, there's a lot of great things happening in a lot of different areas that this new director is going to have to take a real good look at to say, okay, yes, there's a lot going on in Washington, mentioned with 69, but also in the northern part of the county as well. There's some great things going on up there.
I look at September by itself, okay? That's our big tourism month for sure in this county, but you've got the Turkey Trot Festival in Montgomery, mm-hmm, phenomenal. You've got the White River Valley Antique Show, thousands and thousands of people.
Right.
Now you've got the Chandelier Barn on the Wilson Farm, much, which has grown leaps and bounds over the years. Yeah. And then you've got the 20th Century Chevy Car Show, which draws car enthusiasts from states away. I mean, that's just one month in the month of September.
And add to that the Wine and Brew Fest.
And now the Wine and Brew Fest, yes, and absolutely.
And then also something that is just catching on fire, basically, as far as the enthusiasm at West Boggs Park and also out at Glendale. When you look at the outdoor activities that are offered there at those two locations that our county has, that a lot of other communities and counties, you know, they don't have those type of outdoor recreation type opportunities. And, you know, they're just continuing to build off that momentum.
Well, again, you're basically, we're talking to Ken Fry and Dave Stowers. Our topic this week is the search for a new executive director for the Davies County Chamber of Commerce and the Davies County Visitors Commission. And again, good points. We want to get this out there because there's been a lot of questions about how the process will go and how to apply and so on and so forth. So we're kind of educating you on how it's going to go about for the next several weeks. One of the things, Ken, that we haven't talked about yet would be the flexibility aspect, because let's face it, this position does work a lot of night and evening hours.
Absolutely. If there would be a bit of a paradigm out there, perhaps that, this is a part-time thing or just a daytime thing, it's not a job, it's a career. And it's the opportunity to impact your community. It's an opportunity to demonstrate leadership and service. And it really is a lifestyle, you know, because your heart and soul has got to be in this. And I'm not lecturing. I'm just saying that that's where the search committee is. That's where the boards are, the Chamber of Commerce Board and the Tourism Board. I'm so excited about the boards we have right now and the rapport between and among the boards to move forward on this. This is really good stuff. And, you know, we owe that to our membership. We owe that to our community, certainly, but we owe that to our membership, and we're going to get it done. We're going to be very successful at this.
And, David, we're not going to talk specific figures right now, for sure. That is something that will be determined in the process as the interviewing gets started. But one thing we could say in the research that has been conducted by the search committee, this is a very competitive position as far as the pay goes.
Absolutely. I think when you, and our, like you said, Dwayne, our research, we've done our homework as far as where other communities are at, and we're very proud of where this range is going to be. And so I think it will help dictate the quality of candidate that we're able to look at.
Most definitely. Well, again, we have several candidates already in, several applying for the job, and the advertising has just really, really gotten into full swing. We're covering a lot this morning, but we're talking about the position of executive director of the Davies County Chamber of Commerce and the Davies County Visitors Commission. You know, some of the key points: ability to work with the board of directors. You're working with not one, but two board of directors. Create a strong working relationship with the business community. We talked about that. Represent Davies County at state and regional level and collaborate with county organizations to better provide streamlined services to benefit all. I mean, I think you guys hit the nail on the head. We are looking for a superstar when it comes to filling this position.
Right.
And why wouldn't we? We owe that to the community. That's you know, that's our responsibility. We want a superstar. We want it all. And we really think it's out there. It's just our job to create the communication, be sure that, you know, that everyone understands the process, how to apply, and we want to talk to anyone that's interested.
And I think sometimes there's a misconception about the Chamber of Commerce versus the Economic Development Commission. They're two completely separate different entities, although they may work closely together at times. There's two different aspects.
Absolutely. And economic development is a separate entity, but they also go hand in hand. And you know, I think when you're going to have the best of both worlds is when both organizations are working together to help achieve that common goal.
Yeah, absolutely. And that person will hopefully be right there in the middle to bridge it all together. Finally, before we go, in our final minutes here of this morning, we want to give all the details on how to apply for this job, because applications are being taken now. They'll be taken for the next couple of weeks. The interviews will start, and hopefully we'll have a person in place here in the next few weeks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The email address to email any type of inquiries or to also send in an application or a resume, employment.dcchamber@outlook.com is our email address. And also, you can send it in the mail as well, P.O. Box 471, Washington, Indiana 47501.
And one more time, that email address.
Sure. employment.dcchamber@outlook.com. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 471, Washington, Indiana 47501.
And you would say, just as a common courtesy, you can really never put enough information on that cover letter and resume.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I think that there's some great details that are out there online as far as the job description. And as far as the cover letter and the application and resume, you know, the things we're looking for there are just kind of exactly what's laid out, and then we'll be reaching out.
Getting one thing in closing before we go, too, I want to get you back in. We have got to say a big thank you to Jenny and Gayla, the current office staff there, for maintaining and doing a great job keeping things rolling.
Aren't they wonderful? I mean, they are just incredible people. A lot of leadership there. Strong work ethic. I'm really proud of them. I've worked closely with them this past year on a number of projects, but we're open for business as usual. They've been very busy the last few days, and of course, a number of questions, but feel free to call or stop in the chamber. And yeah, we're moving forward and we're excited about it.
Chamber is open regular hours, business as usual, as the search for the new director will continue. But again, you can contact Jenny or Gayla at the office if you have any questions in the interim, and they'll be glad to take care of you. Well, guys, any parting comments before we wrap things up here this morning on Focus?
I would say, you know, when you look at the future of Daviess County, it is bright. And this is a new decade for us. You know, some great foundation has been laid by previous directors, and we're looking to move forward.
Absolutely. And Dwayne, thank you for everything you do.
Glad to do it. Glad to get the word out this morning. Our guests, Dave Stowers and Kenny Fry, on the search committee for the new executive director of the Daviess County Chamber of Commerce. If you would like to apply for the job, again, you can email your cover letter and resume to employment.dcchamber@outlook.com. employment.dcchamber@outlook.com, or you can mail your cover letter and resume to Chamber Director, Post Office Box 471, Washington, Indiana 47501. An equal opportunity employer. The search continues. We'll keep you up to date with the progress, and we will, of course, have the new executive director on the air as soon as they are named. That is Focus on the Community this week, presented by First Federal Savings Bank, Highway 57 South in Washington. To download a podcast of today's show, visit our website at WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Dwayne Shake, inviting you to tune in every weekend as we focus on your community.